Here's the biggest wash day news yet.
Now there is a great new duds, finest duds there ever was. Bigger news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
The new duds brings you Road of Life.
And an entry blank for that new Duds contest?
I'd like an entry blank, too.
Me, too.
In stores everywhere, everybody's getting entry blanks for the new Duds contest. It's a $50,000 contest to introduce the new Duds. Finest Duds ever was.
Believe me, Duds does everything. It's bigger news than ever now.
And listen, every week for 5 weeks, this new Duds is offering $10,000 in cash prizes.
There are over 100 big money prizes each week. No wonder everybody's getting entry blanks.
Each entry blank has 10 Duzzy statements. Simple, true, or false statements. You just check which are right, which are wrong, then complete a sentence on which your entry will be judged. Entry blanks also give all rules, closing dates, everything.
But the biggest help in writing a winning entry is to see what the new Duds does for your wash. Is it really that terrific?
Listen, Duds, the newest of all the leading wash day package soaps, still outdoes them all. For towels, tablecloths, sheets, the new Duds gives increased whiteness, the utmost in whiteness any soap will give.
And for your tough pieces, there's tremendous cleaning power.
Yet for the nicest colors you wash, Duds is still the safest. It's always been safest of all the leading package soaps sold for wash day, and now this new Duds goes even further. Actually gives those colors new beauty, new brilliance. So get the everything soap, the soap that leaves the others as far behind as ever.
I'm getting this new Duds today.
Look for that same famous red box. Ask your dealer for entry blanks in our $50,000 contest. Enter this week and every week. Keep listening to this program for more details about the new Duds. Now the new Duds invites you to listen to Road of Life. Francie has warned Maggie that her defiance of Mrs. Lowell may be dangerous for herself and Tommy. For the old lady has been made guarantor of Tommy's home, with the privilege of appealing back to Mr. Tanner of the Horace Ambrose Foundation if she suspects any instability in Maggie. Mrs. Lowell is now using this powerful weapon to try to break up the romance that has developed between Maggie and Frank Dana, and which threatens to divest the old lady of her dominating role. Next morning now, and Tommy and his grandmother sit together at the breakfast table.
Thomas, I've asked you once to stop bolting your food.
I'm sorry, Grandma.
A gentleman doesn't bolt his food. He eats calmly and quietly. He isn't ravenous.
What is ravenous? What does that word mean?
That means to eat with greedy haste, as if you were so hungry you didn't know where your next meal was coming from.
Well, I am hungry, and I want some more cereal, please.
Well, help yourself from that pot on the stove and be careful. It's hot.
Okay, Grandma.
And don't say okay. It is vulgar. Say very well, Grandma. Or even all right, Grandma, if you wish to be informal.
Huh?
You may say all right, Grandma.
All right, Grandma. Can I have some sugar and cream?
You may. Manners are important, Thomas. And if you can get from me some faint idea of what it means to be a gentleman, I will have done my duty.
Would you like some sugar and cream for your coffee, Grandma?
No, thank you, my dear, but it was very considerate of you to think of it.
Oh, that's all right. Grandma, is Uncle Frank a gentleman?
Who?
Frank.
It would be better if you called him Mr. Dana, seeing that he's no relation of yours and a grown-up man.
Well, is he a gentleman?
I'm sure I'm hardly fitted to answer that.
He's an awfully nice man.
How interesting.
And he knows a lot of things, like how to throw a ball.
Sounds like a dreadful waste of time.
What does that mean?
It simply means that I hope you never have occasion to go on a picnic again with Mr. Dana.
But he's swell, Grandma. If you only knew him...
I don't wish to know him, and I wish your mother didn't know him. And that's an end of the matter.
Mrs. Lowell.
Oh, good morning, Margaret.
I beg your pardon, but that is not the end of the matter. How dare you talk about Frank Dana that way before Tommy?
If you're so sensitive on the subject, I suggest you come down to breakfast on time in the future. Perhaps you'll feel safer if you police my conversations.
Mrs. Lowell, I won't put up with your snide remarks. I won't
Mother,
permit...
Mother, Grandma, don't talk like that.
Now see what you've done. You've upset the child.
We'll talk about this later.
We'd better.
Good morning, Tommy, dear. You had a good breakfast?
Yes.
Well, I should say you had a whole bowl of cereal.
Oh, I had two.
Oh, that's fine. Would you like some toast and jam, dear?
No, thanks. I'm all full.
Well, then you may be excused if you like and go out and play in the yard.
Okay. But you won't go to work without seeing me.
No, darling. I'll come out and kiss you goodbye.
Hadn't you better get on with your breakfast, Margaret? I'm afraid you'll be late.
What are you trying to do to my son?
I'm sure I don't understand what you mean. However, I should like to observe that Thomas is also my grandson. A splendid little man. I'm in every way proud of him.
Well, I wish you'd show it in some healthy way. Why do I come in to find you poisoning his little mind against Frank Dana?
Since you put it that way, I think the suspicions I voiced last night were well-founded.
Are you daring to suggest?
I am suggesting nothing. I merely wish to point out that a respectable young woman should be more careful of appearances. And I think others will agree with me.
There's no great mystery as to where I was. If you'd inquired decently, I'd be very glad to tell you.
Please, I don't wish to force your confidence.
You'd rather put your own interpretation.
As you will. At all events, I now prefer to consider the matter closed and to think about starting you on your breakfast. You take sugar and cream with your coffee?
Yes.
Orange juice is before you. I'll make your toast directly.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, have you noticed a post box in the neighborhood?
There's one at the next corner.
Thank you. I, too, was busy last night writing a rather lengthy letter. I wish to post it as soon as possible.
I'd be very glad to drop it in the box for you.
Oh, no, I couldn't put you to that trouble. Oh,
it's no trouble at all. It's on my way to the hospital.
Still, all things considered, I think I prefer to post it myself.
Mrs. Lowell, I'm afraid I must ask you this. Is that letter to the Horace Ambrose Foundation?
Oh, really, my dear, that's a personal matter.
I don't agree. If you're writing to Mr. Tanner about me, I feel at least I have the right to know about it.
That is a matter of opinion.
Mrs. Lowell, you must tell me. Are you bringing charges against me that I'm unfit to be Tommy's mother? What are you trying to do? What do you want from me?
I want you to eat your breakfast, Margaret. You should be able to manage that if you've come back to your senses. So, she's not as bold as she was last night. I thought she'd see reason once she had time to think. Mr. Tanner frightens her. And it's something that will grow. Still, we'll see what happens on Sunday. She'll think twice before she defies me with Frank Dana.
Mrs. Lowell might have been less confident had she known how soon Frank and Maggie were to see each other again. Late afternoon now. And Maggie, homeward bound, is coming out of the hospital.
Frank!
Well, hello, Maggie. This is a surprise. I was just standing here, counting the leaves on this maple tree,
And you come along.
Oh, you really shouldn't have waited for me.
If you really feel that way, just tell me to get lost. I won't mind a bit. But if, on the other hand, you can stand to have me walk you home.
Oh, thanks, Frank. I'd like it a lot.
Oh, swell. I've got a little piece of news that makes me feel good anyway. I finished my book.
Frank, how wonderful.
Just about an hour ago, I wrote the last page. Put the cover on my typewriter and thought who I'd like to tell the news to first. Well, that's why I'm here.
Frank, I'm flattered.
Wait, there's more to come. It isn't quite correct to say I've written the last page. There's one more, the title page.
Yes?
I wondered if I could dedicate it to you, Maggie.
You really want to?
Oh, and don't be afraid that this is all a build-up to something really big. It'll just read, to my friend Maggie.
Oh, I can't tell you how grateful I feel about it, but I can't let you do it, Frank.
Well, it was just an idea. Perhaps it's my way of letting you know that even though I've asked you to marry me, and will again, it's good just having you as a friend.
My wish that... Oh, why does it have to be this way?
Because it is good, I guess. If it were any other way, you'd be different, and I wouldn't want that. How's that young man of yours? What does he think of his mother being a working woman?
Not much, I'm afraid. It's going to be so awful only seeing him for an hour in the morning and then a couple at night before he goes to bed.
Yeah, it's tough. But there's always Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. Frank, I was going to call you about this if I hadn't met you, but would you mind if we called off our date for this Sunday?
Sure, that's all right, Maggie. You mean you want to spend all of it with Tommy?
Yes.
Yeah, but hey, better still, how about another picnic?
Well, I don't know about that. You see, he was very excited when he came home.
Sure he was. What boy wouldn't be? All those things going on that were new to him?
I mean really excited, so that it was bad for him.
Oh. Well, what happened? Did he get sick?
No, but she said... I mean...
She said? Wait a minute. So old Lady Lowell is sticking her nose into this, is she?
Please, Frank, it's so hard to explain.
Maybe, but I'm not going to fall for it. If she wants to make an issue out of this, she's come to the right guy.
But, Frank, Tommy's the one who'll get hurt.
We'll see about that. And Maggie, I'm taking back what I said a minute ago. I'm holding you to your Sunday date. It ought to be quite a party.
Mr. Collier, how about that help you promised on the big $50,000 contest?
Okay. Here are facts about the new does that may help you be a winner. First, the new does is the finest ever was.
Finest does ever was.
Yes, does. The newest of all the leading wash day package soaps still outdoes them all. Now, does everything means increased whiteness for towels and linen.
Increased whiteness?
The utmost in whiteness any soap will give. For tough pieces, amazing cleaning power.
Amazing cleaning power.
For the loveliest colors you wash, Dove's is still the safest of all the leading package soaps sold for wash day.
Wasn't Dove's always the safest?
Sure, and this new Dove's goes further. It gives a new lift, new brilliance to those colors.
Well, that is new.
Right. Get this new Dove's today in the same famous red box, and next wash day, let Dove's do everything. Ask your dealer for entry blanks in the big $50,000 contest. Enter today. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another absorbing episode on Road of Life, brought to you by Dove.
Put new Dove in my washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.